It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Wednesday, November 30th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. The Michigan Supreme Court pauses the trial for the parents of the Oxford school shooter, Michigan's Jim Harbaugh is named Big Ten Coach of the Year, and a Michigan park ranks as the most beautiful state park in the U.S. The Michigan Supreme Court has temporarily paused the trial of Jennifer and James Crumbly, the parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, and ordered the State Court of Appeals to reconsider whether there is enough evidence to charge them in connection with their son's actions. The Court of Appeals denied an appeal from the Crumblys in September that sought to put a stay on the couple's trial in Oakland County Circuit Court and to declare some evidence inadmissible in their case, including their son's journals and text messages. Ethan Crumbly, who is now 16, pleaded guilty last month to murder and terrorism charges. The planned shooting he carried out 1 year ago today claimed the lives of 4 students. 6 more students and a teacher also suffered gunshot wounds. Jennifer and James Crumbly are each charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, accused of being grossly negligent in their parental obligations by failing to detect and intervene when their son was showing signs of potential violence, and of buying their son the gun he used to commit the mass shooting. Justice Richard Bernstein dissented from the court's decision, arguing that addressing whether there was sufficient evidence of the Crumbly's role in the events that led to the shooting at this stage will unnecessarily delay the trial proceedings. Jim Harbaugh had a tall order in front of him for the 2022 football season and plenty of questions as to how he would do it. Yet his Wolverines are 12-0 and playing for a second straight Big Ten championship, earning him Coach of the Year honors in back-to-back years. Harbaugh was named Big Ten Coach of the Year by the media and coaches on Tuesday, an award that solidifies his 2-year turnaround at Michigan. The Wolverines are off to a 12-0 start for the first time since 1997, boasting a top-5 defense and one of the nation's most potent running attacks, with wins over in-state rival Michigan State and arch-rival Ohio State. As things stand currently, Harbaugh's team is on the fast track to earning a college football playoff berth. The Wolverines went 12-2 last season, capturing their first Big Ten championship since 2004 and first ever college football playoff appearance, a resume that helped land Harbaugh co-Big Ten Coach of the Year honors and the National Coach of the Year award from the AP. Michigan's Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park is the most beautiful state park in the United States and the one that's growing the most in popularity, according to a recent study. The study by TravelLens analyzed Yelp reviews for words synonymous with beautiful to determine the most beautiful state park in the country. Out of more than 6,000 state parks, the Porkies topped the list with 89% of its Yelp reviews, there were 27 of them, describing its beauty. By comparison, Waianapanapa State Park in Hawaii came in at number 8 on the list with 55% of its 256 reviews mentioning its aesthetics. In addition to being the most beautiful, the study also found that the Porkies are increasing the most in popularity, with Google searches increasing 112% in the past year. At roughly 60,000 acres, Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park is Michigan's largest state park. It sits on the Lake Superior shoreline and includes a 35,000-acre old-growth forest, waterfalls, miles of rivers and streams, more than 90 miles of hiking trails, campgrounds, and backcountry camping. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.